This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's me, Derek, host of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. October 7th, I believe, episode 18 of season 2. We're recapping our wins and losses from week 5 in the NFL. It was a shit of a day yesterday, for me anyways. I think most of us, right? Except for Daniel. Daniel had his first winning day.
I did.
Wow.
I finally did.
It was his first winning day of the season. He went 3-2.
Only took 5 weeks.
We'll recap our wins and losses from that. We'll look ahead to week 6 in the NFL. We'll also preview Monday Night Football tonight between the Browns and the 49ers, where I believe me and Pat have a difference of opinion on this game.
Oh, nice.
First of all, let me welcome back Pat. He's been relatively new to our podcast the past week or so. He's done phenomenal. He bets it all. He's a professional gambler. He bets football, baseball, basketball, tennis, swimming, gymnastics. You're going to get into the U.S. track and field.
Hey, I got a tennis match on right now, actually.
Basically, wherever Pat can find an edge, he's a numbers guy. That's what he does, and that's where he makes his money at. So I brought Pat on to diversify us as just being fans that bet from a guy that is just strictly a numbers guy. So Pat's been on here. You can follow him. RSVPATTT. So that's on Twitter. I put it in the description on the podcast. Plus, I tweet it out. So if you want to follow him, please do so. Pat, how did baseball go this weekend? Tell me what's going on in baseball, because I have no idea. What are the series at? What teams are left? What teams are you betting on
right now? Actually, so last night, it's funny because I actually took the Dodgers beating the Nationals yesterday, and I got them at plus money, and I opened up the lines yesterday, and the Dodgers were at minus 154.
Oh, wow.
And I got them at plus 104, and I put 3 units on it.
Can I tell you what a great feeling that is when you get a line, when you get plus money on a line, and then it turns into minus?
You got to jump on those lines ASAP. So the thing was, is once the Nationals went up 2-0 on the Dodgers, I had so many people in my DMs just like, oh, you suck, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. Attacking you already? Hopefully somebody listens to us.
Attacked, but you know what? Like, the Dodgers came out and they pulled through, and I was like, I wanted to talk mess, but you know,
you do want to run it back at them on that for sure, and you should. I would. I know. I do.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I do. Actually,
there are a couple people in my DMs that want to challenge me and fade me and stuff, and that's cool. Fades are always welcome.
Fades are welcome. Yeah,
fades are welcome.
It's on you. You know what I mean? If you want to fade and you lose, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, there was a couple listeners actually that went into my DMs and asked for, they wanted to do head-to-head on DraftKings. So they added me, and I went head-to-head with some listeners. Yeah. I ended up winning all three, but it was fun. It was fun to have them all engaged like that. It was really cool. So
that is badass. I didn't even know you could do DraftKings here.
I do DraftKings as well, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I thought it was illegal here. Like, you wouldn't be able to get on the app or whatever.
No, I'm that's on the crazy. App right now. I cashed out. So.
That's badass.
Nice. Yeah.
That's impressive, actually. The only thing the reason I hate fantasy football is because, like, yesterday, for instance, Dak Prescott, he's one of the highest scoring quarterbacks in fantasy football leagues, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he clearly, like, cost them that game with his interceptions. Now, granted, you know, one was due to the pass interference, and one was off of Amari Cooper's hands that he should have caught that he would have had a touchdown on. I don't blame him for that one. The other one, I don't know who you blame, because he was the guy was getting I think it was Gallup was getting mugged like all the way down the field, and then he threw a pick on that one. So, I mean, that's not on the receiver, but it's also like, who do you put that one on? I guess you kind of have to put it on the quarterback, right? Because he's putting the ball where he thinks the guy's going to be, but that guy's not there because he's getting mugged. Like, I don't know, hang on to the ball a little bit, eat the sack. I don't know what you're so scared of. But he throws 3 picks yesterday, but yet he's still one of the highest scoring fantasy football players out there. And I'm like, that guy's an asshole. He cost everybody money in the game, but he's, you know, the only people that had his back yesterday were fantasy owners that had Dak Prescott. They were like, oh, he's great.
Of course.
Yeah. I love this guy. This guy's a badass. But it was a shit day in the NFL. We'll go over the picks real quick. Jared had his first losing week of the year.
Oh, man.
First time he went 2-3. That puts him at 13-12 overall. He had the Bears under 40. Mm-hmm. That went over. He had that Bears-Raiders game was intense. He had the over Panthers 41. That went over easy.
Yeah.
He had the over 44 of the Vikings. That lost right at 38.
That's the game that pissed me off.
He had the over 38.5 in the Bills. That lost. And he won last night with the Packers over 47. So he went 2-3 on the day. Daniel went 3-2. He had the Raiders plus 5. He lost the Jags at plus 3.5. He lost the Giants, like I told him he would, at plus 4.5. He ended up winning the Patriots game, which I thought you were going to lose that game.
I thought so, too.
They look like shit. And then they got it together. They covered the 15. And then, unfortunately, he was dead on about the Packers and the plus 3. Wow. I went 2-3 on the day, same as Jared. I lost the Ravens minus 3.5. Embarrassing shit show. I mean, they win the game. They win by 3. But they're playing the third-string quarterback after they knocked Mason Rudolph out. Worse than I've ever seen any quarterback ever get knocked out in my life. And he looked so stupid when they took off his face mask, and he had to stand up, but he still had his helmet on. But he had no face mask because they had to leave his helmet on because of neck issue. I totally get it. It wasn't like he was doing a fashion thing where he's like, leave my helmet on, just take my face mask off. It was incredible how stupid he looked. I nailed it right on the money with that Cardinals plus 3. They end up winning that game outright like I thought they would. Vikings, I nailed that game at minus 4.5. I said on the Falcons-Texans game, I said, do we really think that you know, the Texans are 5 points better than the Falcons? Turns out they're like 25 points better than the Falcons. And the Titans minus 2.5, that was a heartbreaker, especially in Tennessee. I just expected more out of that Titans team. They're a team that I like to bet. They're a team that usually pays me off when I do bet them. But the Bills team, I'll tell you what, I give them credit for being, that defense is stout. Like, it's no joke with the Bills at this point. And if you have a guy like Josh Allen that can get the ball up and down the field just enough to get you some points, you're going to, I mean, the Bills are going to, it's crazy, but the Bills might win 10 games this year. Which is insane to think about to me. I mean, it still won't win their division because they're in the division with the Patriots, but it could it be enough to get them a wild card spot? It might.
Possibly.
I don't know. I don't know. That Bills team impresses me, though. I thought they had a good win on the road yesterday. And then, Pat, how'd you end up doing this weekend? Because I know you you give out some picks on the podcast, but then you do your own picks as well. You don't give out everything.
I add some picks whenever lines drop, like, in my favor. If a line drops in my favor, I'll jump on it real quick. Like, tonight, a line went in my favor. So, but
yeah, it has went your way with the Browns.
Yes, big time.
Mm-hmm. So big time.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But I did go 1-3 on podcast picks. The one pick that I was most confident in was the Giants under 44.
You did say that was your max bet.
That was my max bet.
And you won that one.
I won that one. But with the other three losing, or four, I think there was four. No, well, the other three podcast picks lost.
Yeah.
I guess.
But I saw, like, on your Twitter, though, you had a bunch of winners.
Yeah.
Because had, like, what, the over in the Falcons game?
Yeah, that one was just me watching it, like, live. And then beforehand, I was like, you know what? This is going to be a high-scoring game. And then
And
once halftime hit, it was 17-16.
Texans hit the over by themselves.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And I was like, man, dude, I'm going to hedge myself. And I live played the under 58, you know? So
explain to people that may be new to gambling what hedge means.
Oh, so, like, when you're confident in a bet and your bet is going your way and sometimes you feel like the game is going to slow down or speed up in your favor and you make a bet against your original bet or even with your bet, sometimes you can just double your money.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what hedging is.
It's basically putting it away where you can't lose.
Where you can't lose.
Or you minimize, what you can lose on this,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So a lot of people do it when they have a bet pregame. And then live betting has become, it's a huge thing. And that's why you got to follow Pat, because he does a lot of live betting. And so, that's where so if he makes a pick wrong during, like, before the game, right, he'll see a spot during the game where he can get out of that bet by making a live bet. So therefore, he doesn't lose money.
Okay,
you see
sense.
What I'm saying?
Sure.
Like yesterday, like, here's what I did. Here's how I hedged. I'm losing my ass. I'm down 500.
Wow.
Cowboys, they are down 17. So what did I do? I hedged a live Cowboys money line to win the game bet. Oh, and so then instead of losing 500, I'm now down 700. Oh, that's how I hedged.
Yeah, I actually hedged that game too. I took the spread on it.
That wasn't an example of hedging in any way. That was an example of being a damn dipshit and losing as much money as humanly possible. No, yesterday was a terrible day for me. I'll be completely honest. You have them. I've had them the past couple weeks. I just have not been my week. I'm 11-14 now overall, which is only better than Daniel, who's at 8-17. But he is coming off his first ever winning week, mm-hmm. So I will give props to him. Looking ahead to week six next week, there are some good lines. We'll obviously preview some of that on Wednesday and Friday's podcast. I want to talk about, Jared, you watched a bunch of football this weekend, right?
I watched no football this
2 weeks in a row you've watched no football. I got this guy on my podcast.
I feel like a shitty human being for not watching any football.
Do you feel bad, though?
Actually, the only football I watched this weekend was actually the Texas-West Virginia game because I was in Austin.
That game pushed, like I said.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game, but I feel like shit. Like, all I wanted to do yesterday was watch the NFL, and I got dragged around to see Casey Musgraves and Lizzo at ACL.
Right. Which I'm not gonna lie though, that Lizzo clip, I retweeted intense. It's on Jared's Twitter, BMS_Jared.
But I really wanted to watch football.
It's kind of awesome though. The whole crowd's like singing her song, like that was kind of actually badass. No, but Jared, he has like, you know, the music festivals and stuff. That's part of his gig here at work, so he had to go do that. I'm just giving him shit.
Yeah,
I don't know what it would be like to have to go a weekend and like not watch football.
It drives me nuts.
You've had to do it for two straight weekends.
I was literally standing.
So I feel like you have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Not really. I was standing on the other side of a tent and people are cheering. I'm like, they're near football and I'm not right now.
Right. All right. Well, let me just run down the list real quick of what did happen so we can, anybody that has anything to throw in here, just go ahead. I love that the Cardinals got the victory at Cincinnati.
I'm happy for
them.
The
Bengals are now 0-5. That was a game I told you. I just felt like the Cardinals were not going to go the season winless, and I felt like this is one of their spots to get it done. And the Bengals made them sweat it out, though. They tied it up late, and then Kyler Murray took them on an impressive drive to get them in field goal position to kick the field goal and win that game. Bills-Titans was a sloppy, disgusting game. It was raining half the time there in Tennessee. Bills pull out an ugly win. The Bears-Raiders, I feel like that was a bad loss for the Bears. You know, they were 3-1 going into that game. I did like the Raiders in that game, but that's just because I just felt like the Bears offense was so brutal. But the Bears offense was definitely a lot better with Chase Daniel. They did score 21 points in the third quarter, and at one point were leading that game. But they were never covering at all. They were up by 4 at one point, I believe. But yeah, so that game was in London. It was kind of a shit show at first. Raiders were beating the piss out of them, but then the Bears made it interesting, and then the Raiders closed it out. And Raiders are surprisingly 3-2. Anybody see that coming?
No.
Not at all.
No. Right? Didn't you think the Raiders were going to be worse this year?
Like,
Yeah.
3 wins max.
3 wins max, right? And they're sitting at 3.
With all that drama? Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right? The Bucks, I knew that they were going to have a tough time at being their back-to-back road games, playing New Orleans in New Orleans. They end up falling to them 31-24. Saints covered the 3. I saw you were on the Saints in that game, Pat.
Yeah, I ended up taking the Saints last second, -3. There was no real decision on it. It was just more so like I wanted to watch the game and have a bet on it and someone to root for. And
I
love
that.
It was a really good game. I liked it. Yeah. I won money. Saints won, so it was all good.
If I wasn't in the hole so bad on Sunday, like I wanted to, I swear to God, I wanted to put some money on the Colts because they were just like such at +10.5, right?
Yes.
But I don't know. I had lost so much during the day that I was just like, I just can't. Like, I just can't. I got to be able to pay this guy. You know, like, I can't bet him and then be like, I don't have all of it. You know what I mean? I hate doing that because then he wants to beat the shit out of me. So I laid off of it, but that was a great game last night. The funny thing is that the Cowboys sucked at so much ass yesterday, and that is going to be the main talking point of all the talk shows today.
Yep.
When really it should be the Colts beating the Chiefs on the road in Arrowhead.
Absolutely. Yes.
With the Chiefs being 10.5 point favorites.
And +450 on the money line.
Yeah. And they go in there, especially with losing Andrew Luck before the season starts. Which I thought the Collinsworth brought up a great point that, you know, they did lose Andrew Luck before the season, but since 2016... what is it? Jacoby Brissett? Is it Brissett?
Brissett, right?
There's just K.
I think it's Brissett.
Yeah, that sounds right. Brissett.
Yeah.
Has actually started more games than Andrew Luck since 2016, if you add it all up. So he went in there, did a great job. Colts ran the ball well.
They did.
They handled Patrick Mahomes as much as they needed to, and they squeak out a 19-13 victory in Arrowhead. Poof. I didn't think anybody. The reason I don't want to bet against the Chiefs is just because I feel like they could score at any time, right? They could be down four going into the fourth and somehow still cover that game. Like, that's how explosive their offense I thought was. But shout out to the Colts, man. Like, that was a huge win for them.
Even with Patrick's ankle hurting, he was still making those big deep throws too. Like, which is hard to do on a bad ankle.
He is the man. Yeah. I didn't want to believe in the Patrick Mahomes hype, but like, the dude is just. He's gonna be, he is the future of the league, and he's gonna be a great, you know, ambassador, if you will, for the league. Vikings went into New York, handled business, put the Giants in their bitch ass place.
They did.
Moved them back to 2-3. I knew that Kirk Cousins was gonna come out and have a good day, and he did. I actually told Daniel this specifically.
He did.
Just because the Giants defense sucks, and Kirk Cousins, the Vikings defense is badass. So you knew that they were gonna shut down Daniel Jones, which was gonna give Kirk Cousins all the opportunities he needed. And boy, was he looking. He only looked for Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen every time he was throwing the ball. He was getting the ball to one of those guys. In fact, Adam Thielen had 7 catches for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. So he had a big day.
Jeez.
Eagles blow out the Jets, of course. Nobody cares.
Nope.
Ravens, Listen, the Eagles have gotten healthy, and they're, you know, beating up the teams that they should. I don't want to play the Eagles, you know, as a Cowboys fan, that's for sure. So they look like they are improving from their first of the year struggles. People put too much into it, like when a team opens up and struggles a little bit, it means nothing. The first of the year, literally. I mean, you don't want to get into a hole where you're like 0-3 to start the year, but you know, you start out with a little bit of a turbulence at the first of the year. Not always necessarily a bad thing. It allows you to get the things that you need to get corrected on your team, and the Eagles look like they've done that. But we'll see. Who they got next week?
Jets.
They got the Cowboys have the Jets.
Oh, that's right.
Eagles have the Jets, and then next week they're playing the Jets.
I was thinking ahead for the Cowboys.
And the first time ever, they're not even in the same division. 2 times they're playing the Jets.
The Eagles got the Vikings next week.
Oh, okay. So that'll be a good game. That'll be a real good game, actually.
And then the following week, we got the Cowboys.
Yeah, I know. We need to beat up on the Jets this coming weekend.
The Cowboys do.
And then we got to get back. Watch so Sam Darnold comes back from mono and just fucking torches us.
I mean, he's fucking.
I wish he had AIDS. That was a little aggressive.
It was.
The Ravens, they took care of the Steelers, like we said. That game went to overtime, and they barely beat the Steelers, 26-23. Patriots, they look like they were it was 12-7 at halftime with the Patriots up. They end up blowing out the Redskins in the second half, winning 33-7. They covered their 15-point spread and cost Jay Gruden his job.
Man.
He was fired this morning.
Wow. They don't come in at 6 in the morning.
Yeah. You should just fire. I don't know why you don't fire him after that game.
Exactly.
Like, just fire him that night. Like, after his press conferences, whatever. Hey, Jay, we need to see you. You know, thanks for coming in, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. Whatever. They fired him this morning. I believe Bill Callahan is going to step in as the interim head coach, which, you know, he's like an offensive. I believe he's an offensive line coach is what he's, like, known for. So, so the Redskins are obviously, you know, 0-5. Wheels are off the bus completely. One of the best games, there was a few great games this weekend. One of the best was the Panthers and the Jaguars. I give all the credit in the world to Gardner Minshew. Like, he came out and he was slinging it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's leading that team, right? Like, he makes the Jaguars competitive. And he threw for 374 yards, a couple touchdowns. But unfortunately, it just was not enough because even though Daniel thought that the Jags would absolutely put a stop to Christian McCaffrey, he had 19 carries for 176 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had a receiving touchdown.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he just went off. Panthers win that game. They moved to 3-2, 34-27. One of the games I'm looking forward to in week 6 is the Bucks and the Panthers. I feel like, you know, Panthers have now won 3 in a row, right? Do they win 4 in a row? I don't think so. I think the Bucks will get them in London this weekend. And the Bucks right now are at +2, so it's a good time to get on the Bucks. Texans and the Falcons. That was, I mean, that game would get close, and then the Texans score 20 points mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter and just run away with it. They win that game 53-32. Deshaun Watson had five touchdowns.
Five.
Will Fuller caught three of them. It was just impressive.
Oh, I saw that Pat was excited for Will Fuller.
Yeah, because he had him, you had him in one of your. That's interesting too. So you do not only do you bet, but you also do the fantasy draft.
Yeah,
King
I do
thing too.
DraftKings, FanDuel, just wherever.
Oh wow!
And then if you challenge me, of course I'm going to step up and accept that.
Pat is not
going to
turn down a challenge.
No, never,
He's
never.
Not. So. Broncos got their first win of the year, 20-13. They beat the Chargers in Los Angeles, and then of course you know the Packers. Beat the Cowboys 34-24. It was, God, it was just a shit show.
It was.
Even with Amari Cooper having 11 catches for 226 yards and one touchdown. The star of the game, though, was Aaron Jones, 19 carries, 107 yards, four touchdowns. Pat, I appreciate you, you know, being on the Cowboys there. I like your moral support.
Yeah.
It was just,
even as an Eagles fan, I just thought that they would come out and just,
yeah,
you
obviously
know.
You're not betting the Cowboys because you're a fan of them.
No, not at all. I just
so that's
that
why
there
I was like,
value there.
When you bet on them, I was like, Cowboys are winning this game. There's no way Pat's going to bet on them and he not see the same thing.
Oh, dude, it was horrible.
I just, Aaron Rodgers looked like Aaron Rodgers that game.
He did.
You know what I mean? Like he was, that was the first game of the year where he looked great. And again, Jared, you have no idea what we're talking about on
nope.
any of this.
No clue what happened yesterday.
Yeah. No clue. No clue.
Yeah, it was the Cowboys were in a scoring drive. They couldn't score.
Let me break it down for you.
Coop dropped an open.
You want to hear my analysis?
Shoulders. Yeah, it was just horrible. It really was, though.
I love this fucking guy.
Dak is trash.
Dak is trash.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw
Dak.
Dak is
I saw
trash.
Daniel tweeting out how Dak is trash.
I just hate when you're pissed off as a fan and the people are like, you're a fake Cowboys fan. Oh, like you're a real one, bro? Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of
like, what do you wear? Your fan suit of armor and you fucking out cheer other people? Like, I don't know what you're saying, all right? If my team looks like they're playing like a bunch of assholes, I'm going to say it. And then obviously the win of the night last night was Colts beating the Chiefs in Arrowhead 19-13. So tonight, we got, I think it's a good game. I'm excited about
good
it.
Game. Yes, yes.
I don't like the point spread anymore. I mean, this thing was at three, wasn't it?
It was at three.
Thing was at three. It's went all the way up to five. We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers are hosting the Cleveland Browns tonight. San Francisco right now favored by 5 points. Over under in that game is 47.5. I loved when San Francisco was at like three. Even at 3.5, when it gets up to 5 and 5.5, that's a lot. And I don't know. As much as I like the Niners in this game, I don't like the Browns enough to bet them. But you do, Pat, right?
Yeah, I actually do like the Browns in this position right now. You know, San Francisco is actually coming off a bye week, and they are 7-17 against the spread drought at home right now.
That's abysmal.
So I'm basically leaning towards the Browns +5 now, even more so. And then Odell Beckham last week only had, what, 2 catches for 20 yards?
Right.
You think he's going to do that again?
No. I think, I think the Browns, they got a lot of confidence last week in that big win over Baltimore.
Yeah.
So. The only thing that would scare me is that, the San Francisco having a bye with Kyle Shanahan. But I think the Browns are coming in. And they're going to be swinging. I think you're probably on the right side in this one. I just don't have the balls to do it, especially after I got my ass kicked this past weekend. I'm going to lick my wounds. I got to try and make some money, you know what I mean, selling plasma or whatever I got to do this week.
Yeah.
And get back on the right track this coming weekend. So I'm going to lay off the game tonight. So, but Pat is on the Browns at +5. I do think that's a good play. What say you, Daniel?
Well, I was going to say the Browns too, but I was going to take them either way. I just think the Browns are going to be a better team tonight.
How much are you putting on, bud?
Nothing.
I'm going to take the Browns in my head.
I don't have money to do anything. My birthday week, and I don't have money to do anything.
You're going
to
drop birthday week on me right now, you fucking weirdo? You're going to announce it's birthday week.
Yeah, well, I can't do it on the air because I can't be up here anymore. Yeah. So
what day is your birthday?
Friday, the day after fucking John's birthday.
Oh, man. How old are you going to be?
34.
Oh, congratulations.
Man. I know, I'm excited.
Did you think you'd be like nowhere in life at 34?
No, I didn't think I would.
The way you are, living in a shitty rent house with your girlfriend's.
Yeah.
It was a grandma that had like 5 kids.
4 kids.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Man, poor Daniel. I hope he doesn't end up killing himself one day. That'd be really sad. No, I love you, Daniel. Happy birthday. You going to be up here Friday?
I will be up here Friday because it's a big weekend for me.
Is it? Why?
Oh, I mean, it's for me, it's always good when the Longhorns play the Sooners when they're both ranked.
Mm-hmm. You gonna go to the game?
Ooh, I wanted to. Game. That's what I was hoping for, but yeah.
What do you think, that's why Texas, he's dropping the birthday week. He's hoping to buy him.
Are you gonna Are you gonna pull your shirt sleeve off, or what the fuck are you doing with it? Like, are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm twitchy right now. I don't know why.
If you guys could be in, he's like trying to rip the sleeve from his actual shirt the way he's pulling on it. Like, I don't know what he's doing right now.
I didn't like Oklahoma in that game. Obviously,
you like Oklahoma in that game. You said Texas was gonna lose this past weekend, and
I said
they
pushed. Well, I said they weren't gonna win, but they did win. But
didn't they cover too?
No, they didn't.
They didn't. How much they win by?
11.
That was the spread. Was 11? Yeah. Wow, that's a heavy ass spread in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Damn.
And the way the game was going in the beginning, I was like, they ain't gonna win. Oh my god, it was scary. But they came back. Yeah, you know, Lyman scored at the end, so that was fun to watch.
What do you think about Oklahoma? Has it played anybody yet, though? That's what they say, right?
But still, Texas secondary isn't as good as everyone thinks they are. They're still hurt. They're still banged up. They're missing a lot of key players. They did lose. They did have some injuries this weekend as well. Jalen Hurts is going to come in knowing what Jalen Hurts is from Texas, so he already knows how big the game is.
Yeah,
and he's going to come in and knowing that, hey, this is a prestige game. This is a game that you have to win. And I think he will, because this is the game where everyone's probably going to be like, Jalen Hurts hasn't played anybody, like you said, and this is the game where he's going to
I just saw that, over the weekend. Like, I don't know dick about college football.
They haven't done anybody. They haven't played anybody, though. Yeah. They really haven't.
I did see Georgia struggling for a little bit with Tennessee. I did see people chirping that.
That was a pretty disturbing game up in Knoxville, where the first half, basically, just Tennessee was able to get past them.
Well, that's what happens when you start a quarterback that nobody has seen yet. Because I believe Tennessee started a true freshman quarterback that hadn't been on the field yet. So
yeah, exactly.
That sometimes happens. Florida, they had a big win against
Auburn.
Yeah,
but that game was close too.
Yeah.
It was.
Right. So, I don't know. I'm watching a little college,
There's a lot of big games this weekend. A lot of big games.
My Huskers almost blew an embarrassing one against Northwestern, but they pulled it off.
At least they won. That's good.
Yeah, that's what I said. At least they won. Wish I could say it about the fucking Cowboys, but I can't because you suck. I'm sorry. I'm just really depressed because
it's
when you think like, okay, if we were going to ever beat Green Bay, right? Imagine we lost to the Green Bay Packers because a running back ran for 4 touchdowns on us. Like, I never would have in a million years thought that that's how we would lose that game, and that the Packers would be up 17-0, essentially ending our running game, forcing us into passing the ball. I don't think, a couple of those picks really weren't, there was one pick that was clearly on deck. He didn't know that they were in zone when they were, he thought they were in man coverage, and he threw a pick and there's no excuse. The first one with Amari Cooper, that should have been a touchdown. I don't care if the ball was a little bit behind. Literally, Amari Cooper had 2 hands on the ball, bounced off his hands and into the guy. As good of a day as Amari had, you just cannot have those things happen, because what happens is they turn those turnovers into points early on, and it just puts you in a hole and it gets you out of your game plan. Mm-hmm. People are freaking out on the Cowboys, right? But think about it. They lost to the 4-1 Packers and the 4-1 Saints. All right.
Yeah.
They haven't lost to the Jets. They haven't lost to the Falcons. They haven't lost to these shit teams at the bottom of the league. They've lost to teams that are leading their divisions. So it's week 5. We're heading into week 6. It's not the end of the world. They can get it together. They just have to wake up and do it. They're still right there at the top of the NFC East with the Eagles. So we'll have to wait, though. Well, we got the Eagles in 3 weeks, you said?
Yeah.
October 19th.
October 19th.
I'll be there.
Okay, so that's game. All right, so that's after the Jets game then, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
The Jets are though I think they have a bye week the following week.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I think after the Jets they have a bye week, and then.
Okay. So we're playing the Eagles coming off a bye too.
Let me make sure.
God, we can't lose that game. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Anyways.
Yep.
Pat, you got anything else that you're looking forward to? You want anything else you want to plug or promote or anything like that? Just your Twitter.
Yeah. Just follow me at RSVP. At RSVPATTT, the way Derek explains it. And then if you ever want DraftKings work, it is Gerhardt, GERHARTT. Whatever money you put down is money I'll match. So good luck with that.
Okay. Nice. You can do individual betting on that?
Yeah, it's individual betting. I actually found out recently about it whenever followers were like tweeting me, hey, do you want to go head-to-head? I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
That's really a way to call somebody out right there.
I do that, but I didn't know that you could add somebody on DraftKings. I always thought it was just like
randomized.
A computer thing.
Sure. Yeah. Where you were just getting an opponent, like you're on PlayStation looking to beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
And it's like you're playing Madden.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was really fun. So I was like, hey, you know what? If I have any other followers out there that want to challenge me, Consider it accepted.
All right. Well, that's badass. Well, follow Pat. Again, yeah, that's RSV. It's RSV Pat with three T's. That's the best way. Again, look in the description of this podcast or look on my Twitter. I tweet at him all the time. So give him a follow. Again, tonight he's on the Browns. Look for his baseball plays. He has those going out. Is there any baseball tonight?
Is baseball tonight, actually.
What are the series at right now? Who's left?
The Yankees and the Astros are both up 2-0.
Braves are up 2-1.
The Cardinals are up 2-1.
Yeah. Okay, all right. And are these best of five or best of seven?
Best of five.
Best of five right now.
Oh, wow. So they're real.
I actually had somebody also tell me, they gave me an idea. Hey, why don't you start a Twitch stream? You know, so that I can actually do like my live picks and stuff like that. And I'll look into that because it's really hard to update everybody on Twitter with my live picks.
Yeah.
Because I literally stay behind this laptop. Yeah. I wait for lines to drop and change before I actually make picks.
Yeah.
So I'll look into doing that. I can't do that like all day Sunday because sometimes I want to go to the bar, have a drink. But maybe if I can.
Yeah, Pat has a life.
Yeah, I have a life too. But
Pat's really good looking Sundays, for those that don't know. So like, he's not just like in his mom's basement. Like this dude's out.
This dude has a great life.
He's at his peak right now. He is peak Pat. And that's no disrespect. It's just, you know, the truth. I'm just saying. Good looking guy. He's not gonna be chilling at home doing nothing, all right?
I'll look at doing that one of these Sundays where I can do a Twitch stream and just have everybody, you know, tune in. And that way I can give y'all live plays, what lines I like, what I'm going to take. But that'll
that
be
is,
something
again,
I have to look
his live plays are phenomenal.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Again, it's hard to do, you know. And tweet at the same time.
For sure.
I'm mostly just, you know, it's a job. So I got to stay behind the laptop and see what happens. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, make sure you follow him because he did give out a bunch of plays this weekend. And I know if you follow Pat, you had a winning weekend for sure. So hook him up with that follow. He'll be back with us on Friday. Again, to end the episode, Jared right now still in the lead at 13-12 overall. I'm 11-14. Daniel's 8-17 on the podcast.
32 more wins, baby.
Tonight, Browns versus if he gets up to 40 within the NFL season, I gotta pay him $300. There's no way he's getting to 40 though. He's at 8 through week 5. There's no fucking way you're getting to 40.
I'll hit my stride watch.
Did you see Bob? That's what he said. I hit my stride, motherfucker. I love Daniel. Listen, thank you for downloading. Thank you for subscribing. Listen, if you have friends that are kind of into gambling or want to get to know about it, because that's how this thing has been picking up steam, please share this podcast with them. Tell them to subscribe. You know, all that good stuff, because that's the only way, you know, I'm going to grow is if I have people that are telling other people about this podcast. So I appreciate you guys, though, for all your loves. My past 2 weeks or something like that have been the most downloaded episodes in Degenerate Derek podcast history. So
nice.
I appreciate you guys for that. I appreciate everybody's help on the show. Jared, Pat, and Daniel, appreciate you guys very much. You guys have a great Monday. Browns 49ers tonight. We'll be back Wednesday, and then all of us will be back Friday with the NFL Week 6 preview. You guys have a good one.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.